sitting down with Vice President of Player Personnel Adam Peters. When you wake up on draft day, what's the emotion as you're going into your first draft with San Francisco 49ers?
Very excited right now, and the routine would be, it's a long day because you start so late, so there's a lot of time to kill in the morning. So you get up, you wake up, you work out, you try to keep your mind off of it, and then when you get in here, you're ready to work.
This is where it all goes down, so kind of take me through what's happening in this room. We've got a bunch of different monitors. Where's the draft board? Where's everybody sitting? Give me the lay of the land here.
So this is actually my first time in this room, so it's a little different than what I'm used to. We have a digital draft board, which is new to me, and everything's digital. There's no cards or anything like that, but we have the draft board, the picks by team, picks by round, team needs, and then we have ESPN and NFL Network on the screens.
In the weeks leading up to the draft, what have the meetings been like with your scouts, with your coaches, with the front office? And what kind of leader has John Lynch been in terms of delegating who's doing what and making sure the plan is set?
John's been an incredible leader. Just for his first time being in a draft room, he's been awesome. He has such a presence about him, and he kind of has an idea of what he wants to do already, which is really impressive for someone who's never done this before. And he's been working really well with Kyle, and the coaches have been great. Our scouts have been incredible getting this prepared, so it's been really, really good.
When you're talking with the coaches in terms of getting what they look for, you guys know what you look for. What's the mesh point? How do you guys come to those conclusions, and what are the discussions like?
Yeah, the coaches have been instrumental. They've been really, really helpful getting us to know exactly what they're looking for at each specific position. And then we've been in here in this draft room watching tape with them and talking through things, so it's been awesome. It's been a great process.
And do you have a favorite war room memory? Do you have a great story from your time, whether it was with New England, with the Denver Broncos, of being here in a war room, something going down?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, earlier today, just kind of thinking about great war room stories. And fortunately, we haven't had a lot of crazy things happen, because usually when that happens, it's not good. But my favorite story, I think it was a good lesson I learned last year. I was with the Broncos, and we were trying to trade back up to get Paxton Lynch. And on the trade chart, it said we were losing a little bit, as far as points. But a good lesson I learned is, if that's the guy you want, who cares what the points say? Just go get the guy you want. So I thought that was really good by John, and a great lesson for me.
So when Roger Goodell takes the podium and says, San Francisco 49ers are now on the clock, what is the vibe in here? Who's talking? Obviously, you guys have a plan, but how do you come to say, all right, there's our guy?
We will be very prepared for that. So there shouldn't be too much intrigue unless we get a call that we're not expecting, which we shouldn't either, because really, we've gone through all the scenarios of what might happen, whether it's sitting there and taking the player or fielding a trade. So it should be a lot of calmness and ready to roll.
So who is it? Who's going at number two?
Well, between you and me, we're going to take